We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now to finish the week on the lighter side, but also a sentimental side this week, as we're joined by Elena Newport, the star of the Capitol Steps. Elena, it's our last show with George W. Bush as president.
I know, and comedians all over the country are in mourning, but we're going to just celebrate his 8 years. We actually have a song that was one of my favorites of all time that was George Bush singing an old Bill Withers rock song, and I don't think you could see George Bush singing a Bill Withers rock song anywhere else except in the Capitol Steps show.
Here we go. This one has some economic overtones.
Here we go.
Ain't no surplus, now it's gone. Oh, the debt grows every day. Yes, the balance of our loans is bigger than Star Jones. Tell the kids they'll have to pay. Wonder what I'm gonna do. I wish this debt would go away. I could try to pay these bills. I could sell Dick Cheney's pills or put Congress on eBay. And we owe, 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 we owe. I know we owe, 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 we owe. I couldn't leave the tax code alone. Ain't no surplus, now it's gone. Here is my brand new budget pitch. I'll tell each American. Once again, we will be rich if each person will just switch to Geico's insurance plan.
Oh, Elena, you know, people are going to remember George W. Bush for a lot of things, his policies, whether you like him or don't like him. But I think the thing that people are most going to remember, words like misunderestimated.
That's right, and the guys who play George Bush got to mispronounce everything in the show if they wanted. That was great.
Yeah, a lot of leeway there.
They didn't have to learn their lines correctly.
So here's the final Capitol Steps salute to President Bush.
Why are there so many jokes about George Bush and how I mangle my words? I just might have a plan to promote Kurdistan, but it comes out, hey, how about them Kurds? I think things real smart, and then I just brain fart. And Putin, well, I called him Pooty Poot. Someday I'll find it, the brain-mouth connection. And I'll learn to be elocute. I hope someday I just might talk good. I'm not dyslexic, I just hail from Texas, a whole nother state than Baghdad. And when I said stay the course, I meant to say can't get worse. And mission accomplished, well, my bad. Some folks don't know I'm Yale educated, but we intellectuals agree. Our government has three branches, they tell me. There's Congress, Dick Cheney, and me. America.
Oh, Elena, what an 8 years.
We're going to miss the guy, and we just hope the next administration comes through for us.
Absolutely right. Who do you think you're going to get the most laughs from? You already got a couple of controversial cabinet secretaries, and of course there's Joe Biden. So.
Right. I mean, if they just let him out. I think right now they've got him locked away somewhere.
I know. He gave his farewell speech to the Senate. That could be his final speech for the next 4 years.
Yeah, I think it quoted from many famous farewell speeches, as I understand it.
Oh, Elena, it's going to be fun parroting the new administration with you. Thanks for your time.
Yes, thanks for having us on.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out online at capsteps.com. That does it for Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Check us out online at dateline.radioamerica.org. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join me next time for Dateline Washington.